Now, it's a little over a year since big changes were made to the way we tax our cars. The paper tax discs on the windscreens went, and there was another change. When a car's sold, the tax can't be sold on with it. It stops immediately. Ever since, far more motorists have been fined and clamped for having no car tax. Figures released by the DVLA to this programme show the number of vehicles being clamped for not having a valid disc has risen by 58% in the year since the changes were introduced. So more than 99,000 vehicles were clamped between October 2014 and September 2015. That's up from just over 62,000 for the same period the previous year. Christine Dunn from Eastbourne was among those caught out. Her car was clamped while she was at the doctor's.
I came out of the doctor's on October the 16th, and to my amazement and horror, it was clamped. And on the window screen, there was a sticker saying that it was untaxed. I was totally stunned. I hadn't received a reminder. And of course, we don't get tax discs anymore. So I was just fell apart, and I called my son. He came and picked me up, took me home, gave me a strong coffee, and we sorted through all my documents regarding this car. I found they were totally correct. The tax was due on the 1st of October.
Christine's more than happy to pay her tax, and she settled the bill the very same day and paid £100 to get the clamp off. She accepts it was her fault, but it's that missing reminder from the DVLA which has annoyed her.
I phoned up the DVLA and I said to the gentleman, words to the effect, look, I've been clamped, I haven't had a reminder. And he looked and he said, I can see that. He apologised and he assured me that he would make sure that I would get a reminder next year. By coincidence, my local library today emailed me to say that my library books are due back tomorrow. If they can do that for library books, surely the DVLA can get its house in order.
Christine Dunn. Well, the DVLA turned down her request for a refund. The letter it sent her said that while a reminder is a useful tool, there is no legal obligation for the DVLA to issue you with one. Philip Gom is from the RAC Foundation. Philip, welcome to you and yours. The first Christine Dunn knew that she'd forgotten the tax was when she found that the car had been clamped. Does that surprise you?
It does surprise me, and it disappoints me, actually, because the V11, the reminder, should be just the start of the process. The clamping should be the last resort. In between those two steps, there should have been other warning letters, at least a last chance warning letter. And indeed, if you look at the DVLA website, they talk about that coming through and you using that to make a payment and that giving advice on payments. And of course, that's the important thing about the V11 as well. Not just that it reminds you when your tax is due, but it tells you then how to pay that tax, whether you want to do it online, by phone, or by going to the post office. So this is an important document, and with the changes we saw last year, I think it's even more important that that goes out.
Because you've got no little disc on the windscreen to remind you of the date.
No, indeed, and I have heard stories that some enterprising fellow has set up a business to give people tax discs just to remind them. So here we are supposedly getting rid of the paperwork, and somebody has decided that there's a business to be had or made out of supplying tax discs unofficially as a reminder. I think the thing about the change back in October, I looked at what the DFTA rationale, the Department for Transport rationale was, and it says, we want to provide modern and efficient services to meet the public's needs. That includes getting rid of unnecessary paperwork and making things easier for them when they access government services. Well, I don't think Mrs. Dunn would think things had got easier.
She's got a letter from them, though, that says that while the reminder is a useful tool, there's no legal obligation for the DVLA to issue you with one. Is that true? I guess,
well,
it must be.
I guess it must be, and I'm sure that is right. But you know, surely the aim of government is to make these things as painless as possible, both for members of the public and for themselves. I don't think they should be wearing a badge of honour because the number of cars they've clamped has gone up. It would be easier for everybody if people got their reminders and went on to pay. I wouldn't expect there to be whoops of joy and cries of gotcha at the DVLA. There should be some furrowed brows about this. I think they should be sending out these reminders.
Well, they told us the number of vehicles clumped up 58% year on year. It could be confusion over the changes, but it could be a general crackdown on car tax avoidance. I mean, they might be punching the air at the DVLA. You don't think so?
Well, I would hope not. I mean, you're right. It could be a crackdown, a clampdown on people who aren't paying. And it's right that everybody should pay. But, you know, it seems a bit of a coincidence that the growth in the figures of the number of vehicles clamped happens to coincide exactly with the change to the system. So I'd be very happy for the DVLA to come around and say, or come out and say, this is all down to us trying to save taxpayers' money and go after those people who willfully fail to tax their cars. But they haven't done that, and certainly they haven't offered that up as an excuse to you.
Philip Gunn from the RSC Foundation, thank you. We asked the DVLA to come on. They sent us a statement instead saying that they have written to every registered vehicle keeper in the UK at least once to remind them that the rules have changed. This is you and yours, Radio 4's consumer programme, 23 minutes past...